Hello everyone. As we approach Christmas, we've been working our way through the words of a beautiful carol, O Holy Night. We've reached the line, chains shall he break, for the slave is our brother. The words of the carol are taken from a poem written by a Frenchman called Placide Capot in 1847. As well as being a poet, Placide was committed to the abolition of slavery. The North Atlantic slave trade had been outlawed in 1806, but between 1662 and 1807, it is estimated that almost 3.5 million Africans were transported to the Americas to be sold into slavery. Possibly 500,000 didn't survive the crossing. Slavery itself was not outlawed in the United States until 1865, almost 20 years after the words of this carol were written. Of course, the ending of slavery itself did not bring an end to racial injustice, whether in the United States or elsewhere. Martin Luther King, Baptist preacher and figurehead of the civil rights movement in America, referred to this awful reality in his I Have a Dream speech at the Lincoln Memorial in 1963, when he referred to the Emancipation Declaration 50 years ago, noting bitterly that 100 years later, the Negro is still not free. He was, in King's words, still crippled by the manacles of segregation and the chains of discrimination, living on a lonely island of poverty in the midst of a vast ocean of prosperity. By April 1968, King's civil rights movement was widely considered to have been a failure. His policy of nonviolent protest was seen by many within the movement to have not achieved any material changes. Some were calling for more direct and violent action. King himself was unwell. He was in receipt of constant death threats. He wasn't sleeping and was physically and emotionally exhausted. On the 3rd of April, he flew to Memphis, Tennessee. He was to lead a march the following day in support of Memphis garbage workers, all of whom were black, and two of whom had been crushed to death by their own machinery at work, their families receiving nothing by way of compensation or support. That night he was due to speak to the congregation of the Mason Temple, Memphis. He arrived at 9 o'clock in the evening, looking, according to one observer, harried, tired, worn and rushed. There'd been a bomb threat on his plane, and he arrived with no time to prepare and had no notes to work from. A huge thunderstorm had blown in, and it was pouring with rain. The congregation was soaked, and King had to raise his voice to be heard over the storm lashing the building. His speech began with an imaginary journey through history up to the present day. When the masses of people around the world were declaring, he said, "We want to be free. I'm just happy that God has allowed me to live in this period to see what is unfolding," he said. "And I'm happy that he's allowed me to be in Memphis." He described how black people in America were determined to be people because, in King's words, we are God's children, and because we are God's children, we don't have to live like we're forced to live. As he began to reach the end of his speech, he reflected on his own mortality. Let me read you what he said. "Well, I don't know what will happen now. We've got some difficult days ahead, but it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop, and I don't mind. Like anybody, I'd like to live a long life. Longevity has its place, but I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. And he's allowed me to go up to the mountain, and I've looked over, and I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we, as a people, will get to the promised land." King's audience knew precisely what he was referring to here. He was referring to God's rescuing of his people from slavery in Egypt, how Moses had led them to the land God promised them, but how he himself would never enter it. Nevertheless, God took him to the summit of Mount Nebo, from where he was given a chance to see the land. The day after his speech, at 6 o'clock in the evening, King was assassinated by a single sniper's bullet as he stood on the balcony of the Lorraine Motel in Memphis. When I first heard that speech as a child, I found it utterly electrifying. I knew next to nothing about the Bible or the themes King was drawing on. Nevertheless, it had an unmistakable power, and I found it incredibly moving. I still do. Looking back, I think the reason for that goes far beyond King's rhetorical power, beyond the context in which he happened to be speaking. The words tapped a deep truth, going to the heart of the human condition, and our spirits, my spirit, responded. The theme of redemption from slavery runs like a golden thread through Scripture. Just as God rescued the people of Israel from slavery in Egypt, so all of mankind will be rescued from the slavery of sin by Christ. Galatians 5:1, it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by the yoke of slavery. Romans 8:15, the spirit you received does not make you slaves, so that you live in fear again. Rather, the spirit you received brought about your adoption to sonship. And by him we cry, Abba, Father. As we look towards the birth of our Saviour, the one who will break every chain, release every cord, rescue every sinner, we thank you, God, for your mercy and your love. May we use our freedom to work for justice and to bring others to a relationship with you, the author and perfecter of our faith. Amen.